passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
If you take Tylenol instead of aspirin for headache, now you can get the exact same relief with Daytrill and get a dollar refund besides. Buy Daytrill in a 100 or 250 tablet size, and Bristol-Myers will refund you $1. Send name, address, and Daytrill carton to Daytrill, Box 836, Farmingdale, New York, 11735, and get a dollar back. Offer good on one bottle only. Expires April 30th, 1976. So try Daytrill now and get a dollar back.
Flight 183 departing Paris, Rome, Athens. Loading now.
I'm glad we're arriving, not leaving.
Our talk on this flight has been most profitable, Tony.
I'll tell the boss that, sir.
Mr. Anthony Cushing.
Uh-oh.
Mr.
That's you, my friend.
Mr. Anthony Cushing, come to the information.
I'll bet that's you on the hotline now. He probably tried to get me in Paris last night and found I'd left.
Tell him things aren't going well.
He won't believe it from me.
Then I'll tell him.
Good.
And you'll be back in Paris next week?
Well, I'm not sure. I'll let you know.
It would be a good idea to be in Paris.
Goodbye, sir. I'm Anthony Cushing. Is there a message for me?
Oh, yes, sir. A phone call. Please contact your office immediately.
I thought so, but that's not at the top of my list. Hello, Studio Club. Good morning. May I speak with Mrs. Wakefield? Mrs. Kate Wakefield. We're sure she lives there. Room 26, I think. Somebody else lives there now? Well, do you know where Mrs. Wakefield's gone? Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, thanks. Kate, you couldn't do this to me. Not just take off like this. No address, no phone number, no nothing. What do I do? Call your office? Chase around? Lose my mind? Did that before. My God, I'm in love with you, Kate. How much of this am I supposed to take? Hello, Trudy, Tony Cushing. I'm in the airport. Trudy, will you meet me for lunch at 12? Lunch. L-U-N-C-H. Because I want to talk to you. Yes, yes, about Kate. Meet me, will you? You know where the La Vie restaurant is? Around noon. Right. Bye. Tony, my boy, you once thought you could handle women. Whatever you're doing, it's not working for you right now. Trudy, it's great to see you. Thanks for turning out.
Oh, I wouldn't miss Tony. When did you get in?
Just before I phoned you. Off the plane and into the phone booth.
Yeah, that'll be the day. You made one call first, I know.
I'd never try to kid you, Trudy.
It's been done, and by an expert.
Someday I'd like to hear about that.
Yeah, well, I got a pretty good forgetter. Hey, Tony, how was the trip?
Too long. Trudy, where's Kate gone?
Oh, I thought so. Tony, that's where you left it when you went to Paris. She told you she was going away for a while.
Yeah, but she didn't tell me she was clearing out of the Studio Club.
She isn't.
Somebody else has moved into her room.
Oh, you know who?
No, and I don't care.
Kate's niece, Nancy. You met her.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, she's just using the room till Kate comes back.
Oh, I thought that Kate... Well, when'll that be?
I don't know.
Trudy... look, I think you and I ought to level with each other.
Yeah.
You see, I know Kate's gone down to the Caribbean, and I know why.
Yeah, okay.
Her late husband got mixed up in drug smuggling down there, right?
If she said so.
Trudy, you and I know it's a crazy thing for her to do. What is she after, to try to break up a 5-year-old drug ring or find somebody who knew her husband, or what he did with the stuff? Nobody's going to tell her anything. And if they did, what could she do? All that happened a long time ago. Those people don't hang around. They move on.
She's not going to have any peace until she knows what Tom was into.
Oh, but that's morbid. That's the past. I told her it made no difference to me.
Maybe it isn't just you, Tony, that she's thinking about.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm going to say something I don't think you'll like.
All right, go ahead.
I don't think Kate's gone down there on some witch hunt after drugs. If she was, she wouldn't go alone. I think she said that because she's tortured by what Tom's life was.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you think?
You want it straight?
Yes, I do.
I think Kate might still be in love with her husband.
Trudy.
And she may not admit it, even to herself.
It's been years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Shut up, old chick.
5 minutes, Clark.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application, each side, each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
Oh, here you are, Aunt Ellen.
My grafted yellow hibiscus is doing splendidly, Lewis.
Where's Kate?
I believe she took a walk.
I don't want her roaming around Glory Point alone.
I'm sure she can take care of herself.
I'm not.
Lewis, you might just as well stop being surly. I've asked this young woman to stay here as my guest for a few days.
And you had no business to.
Glory Hall is my home, Lewis. While it remains my home, I shall have what guests I choose.
That's quite a change. The last 2 years, you've wanted nobody to come here.
At my age, I can change my mind. I find young Mrs. Wakefield quite delightful.
Don't try to play me for a fool. Kate Wakefield came here for a reason. She's made that quite obvious. And now she's gotten around you.
I'm a foolish old woman, as you have so often said, but I do enjoy young company. Now, you have quite finished. I would like to continue pruning my hibiscus.
I've warned you, Aunt Ellen.
Have you, Lewis?
I want Tom Wakefield's widow off this property as soon as possible.
Of course. Just as Tom himself had to leave.
Watch what you say.
So unfortunate.
It was an accident.
I know.
And it's to be forgotten.
So it has been. Except for Francesca.
Francesca? I've told Hannah to keep that ignorant country girl away from here.
But she's here.
What are you saying?
I saw her this morning.
Where?
From my window. Oh, but perhaps it was only the sun and the shadows.
You and your rattled talk. I'll see for myself.
Gently, Lewis, or you might not hear destiny at the door.
Oh, Miss Ellen.
Oh, Kate, my dear, where have you been?
Down on Glory Point. Oh, the sea is so beautiful.
I'm beginning to recall what it was like from the sea when Tom and I sailed around it.
If you stand on the point at sunset and face the west, you will understand why it's called Glory Point. It is a moment when the sun strikes the wet rocks.
The west?
Of course, if you want to see the sun set.
Oh, but... Well, Tom once said that you must face the east. Oh,
there's nothing that way except Lost River.
There isn't a river there, is there?
Sometimes, after heavy rains. It's not a safe place.
Oh, I'd like to sail past it again. Oh,
well, how long are you going to stay with us, Kate?
As long as I'm invited, Miss Ellen.
Oh, and I'd like to keep you here, my dear. But I don't think it is a happy place for you.
Why not? Tom and I...
Because you're young, and we're old and isolated.
Miss Ellen, tell me something.
If I can.
Why does everyone here evade or change the subject when I mention Tom?
Do you think that?
There, you just did it. I know Tom came here to this house. But I'd like to know everything he did here. Was he in trouble?
Why do you ask that?
Anyone who knew Tom in those days must have known that.
Kate, I'm an old woman. I know it is futile to look back. I saw your fine young husband. Then he went.
How long ago did you see him?
Oh, I don't remember time. Come look at my flowers.
Miss Ellen, please, will you tell me one more thing?
Oh, how intense you are.
Where can I find Francesca Vale?
Francesca?
I know she's Hannah's daughter. I want to talk to her.
You loved your husband, didn't you?
I married Tom, Miss Ellen. Yes, I loved him.
Well, go talk to Francesca.
Where?
Up the road, past the cottage, past the old well house. There's a path through the bamboo, but hurry.
Hello? Hello?
Quickly, Kate.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
The radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author Studio is brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant possible.
This is your roving reporter, about to interview a nose.
How do I look?
You're not on TV, nose. This is for radio.
How do I sound?
Pretty stuffy. Why don't you use Four-Way Nasal Spray?
Is Four-Way the leading brand?
Not yet, nose.
Then why should I use it?
Because you can't buy faster decongestant relief than Four-Way Nasal Spray. And Four-Way can cost a lot less than the leading brand. A lot less. Here, just follow the directions.
Hey, that's a blast. You can interview me now.
Thanks, nose, but I just did.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Oh, hang it. Lost my specs. Where the deuce could they... I had them not 5 minutes past. What did I leave them in the... Oh, confound, it's not time to begin. You're here, ladies and gentlemen. Ask your pardon. Not quite ready for you. I say, could you entertain yourselves with whatever comes to hand whilst I gather my papers and my wits and fiddle-faddle? May as well confess. I lost my spectacles. I can't read aloud this chapter of Vanity Fair till I... Is this on my head? Push them back on my head.
Yes, well, we begin. Scarce any time lost at all. Captain Rawdon Crawley sits alone and bereft in the little house in Mulberry Row. What comfort in a glass or two of brandy? Well, without Becky, no comfort anywhere. Ah, he's thought of something to bring her nearer.
My Lady Greensleeves. Her music box. Play it. Bring her back.
Becky, you're here, but not here.
My angel, where are you? Time and enough you've had to travel to Chiswick and back.
Gad, what if she never comes back? Never see those green eyes again. Never hear that pretty laugh.
Oh, Rawdon.
Accident. What if she suffered an accident? Either pair of horses. Skittish. Hard to handle. They could run away, turn the carriage over. She's hurt. I know it. She lies on the ground in the snow.
Rawdon. Oh, Rawdon. Where are you? Come to me. I'm dying.
Where are you? Where? Oh, Becky. Becky. A message. She's dead.
Captain Crawley?
Yes?
A letter for you, sir.
Give it me.
Yes, sir.
Becky's script. Thank God, thank God. Here you are, my good man.
Oh, thank you, sir.
What if she writes she's finished with me? What am I to such as her? My dearest, my own husband.
We have not been asunder since we wed, and I know not how I can bear to be from you longer, but I shall try. I go to Queen's Crawley, where I shall stay the night, and return on the morrow, unless Sir Pitt does not want me there, and sends me packing.
Not want her? What oaf wouldn't want her? Oh, damn. Would I'd stayed at the barracks. Can't endure this house without her.
Should your father scorn me, I soon shall follow this letter. But if not, think of me this night as I shall think of you in my lonely bed. All went well at Chiswick. Mrs. Ricketts, bribed with money and cajoled by all the cunning words I could utter, agreed not to tell Mrs. Bute of my past. I daren't confess how many pounds I gave her. It may be Mrs. Bute won't even go to her, and the money ill spent, but well spent if those two meet. My darling, I send my love, and on the morrow make haste to return to your arms. Your Rebecca.
What a long, lone night ahead. But you're not hurt, my dove. Not on some roadside expiring. Who the devil is... Another messenger. She is hurt. Oh, God in heaven.
Good evening, Captain Rawdon.
Miss Briggs.
I've come with a message.
Aunt Matilda. She's dying. Egad, come in.
Oh, good listeners, I forbear to say who is dying, if anyone. But why, do you wonder, has timid Miss Briggs ventured forth into the night? Soon she shall answer.
Quick, Miss Briggs, Auntie. Is she sinking fast?
No, sir. Don't alarm yourself needlessly. Your auntie isn't dying.
Then why are you... Ah, she sent for me and Becky to come to her.
Oh.
What great good news you bring. But ought to have sent a servant, oughtn't be out by your lone.
Oh, no, no, I couldn't send a servant.
Wanted to bring the news yourself. By Jove, how kind you are.
Sir,
please. I'll come with you at once. Pity Becky's not here, but don't tarry a minute. Auntie could change her mind. Sit down. Must I fetch my coat and my hat?
But will you listen?
And I say, don't look happy. Not happy, we're forgiven.
You're not.
Not?
Oh, sir, I've come only to say, on the morrow, Mrs. Duke goes to Keswick.
Miss...
I'm
damn.
Exactly sorry you thought what you thought.
Why the devil did you come out on a cold night to inform me she goes to Keswick when already I knew it?
But, sir, you didn't know when.
What difference when?
A great deal, Captain Rawdon. 'Tis what I've come about. The difference.
I fear I don't follow, Miss Briggs.
Oh, I don't explain things very well. Matilda says I go round and round the mulberry bush before I ever... Oh, dear, I'm at it again. May I start over?
Pray do.
She goes to Chiswick tomorrow morning.
Quite.
The Reverend Bute has come from the country.
Knew he was coming. You told Becky.
Excuse me, sir. You didn't know the when of that either.
Do now.
He's come to guard your auntie from you and Miss Becky.
Knew that as well.
But he can't.
What?
Here's more of what I mean about the difference.
The mulberry bush, Briggs.
The yes. The Reverend gentleman greatly fears Matilda. If I may take the liberty of making a suggestion, you come on the morrow, Captain Rawdon. Mrs. Bute won't be there to prevent you. The Reverend Bute cannot, and I will not. Now, do you understand?
By Jove, do. Oh, you an apology. Been most rude, and all the time you come to help. I say, will Auntie see me?
I know she longs to, despite all the wicked, dreadful things Martha Bute says of you both.
But you say kind things, I'm sure.
No, sir.
What?
I'm not allowed in the sick chamber, save when Mrs. Bute is there, and then only for a little. Once, when Mrs. Bute fell asleep, I did creep in. But Matilda's always so fuddled with medicine, she understands nothing.
Then she'll be the same tomorrow.
No, sir.
You just said she's always.
Tomorrow, I shall see she's not given the medicines, most especially laudanum. Mrs. Bute has ordered me to give it, but I'll not.
What a dear, good soul you are. Tomorrow, when my Becky returns...
Where is she... Becky, if I may ask?
At Queen's Crawley. When she returns, it may be we'll have the good news that Auntie has forgiven all. Think you it truly possible?
I do.
And I as well. Betwixt the two of us, we'll outwit, outmaneuver, and bamboozle Martha Bute. Thank you, Miss Arabella Briggs. Thank you.
Large words, Captain. Larger hopes, sir. Dear listeners, it pains me to remind you that Mrs. Bute is a master of trickery herself. Monday? As Monday. Then, as now, I am your devoted, bespectacled servant, William Makepeace Thackeray. Has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. Let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On Antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On Antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Nice sound.
Oceder makes your life easier.
Oh, hello, Miss Perkins.
Oh, Mrs. Baxter.
I hope my husband hasn't gone home yet. I'd like to get a ride with him.
Oh, my, no, he's still here. He's on the long-distance phone at the moment.
Oh, fine. Well, I'll just wait. I got a ride into town with a neighbor, and then she decided to stay in town and have dinner with her husband, but I'd like to get on back home.
I think Mr. Baxter must be about ready to leave as soon as he finishes his phone call. Oh, have you been shopping?
No, not really. I had to return a sweater at the department store. My heavens, what you go through to return things.
I know, it's terrible.
It's awful. How have you been, Miss Perkins?
Oh, I can't complain.
Good.
There's no sense even mentioning my migraine headaches.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I've learned to live with them. I don't feel you should impose your illnesses on other people.
Well, that's an admirable quality, Miss Perkins, one that I'm afraid so few of us
have. I've been very lucky this winter. So far, I've had only one really bad cold and only a mild case of flu. Unfortunately, I can't seem to get my strength back. I just have no energy at all. I'm just tired all the time.
Oh, I think that so often happens with the flu. Hello, dear. Surprise.
Well, what are you doing here?
Thought I'd get a ride home.
Just in time. I'm about ready to leave.
Okay.
Come on in the office, dear, while I get my coat on.
I must say, when you ask Miss Perkins how she is, she really tells you, doesn't she? I never learn.
Look, I've got to eat dinner in a hurry tonight. Carl's bought himself a secondhand billiard table. We're going to try it out.
All right. Well, I want to stop at the supermarket on the way home. We need cat food.
Oh, come on. I know you. Once you stop at the supermarket, you'll be there for an hour remembering all the things you need.
I promise, dear. Just cat food.
What are you doing in here? I said I'd do the shopping. You were going to wait in the car.
Yeah, well, just remember, I'm all out of flour.
If you start shopping, we'll be in this supermarket for an hour. I know you.
No.
And I'm all set to check out now.
I'll get one thing, flour. Now, go on, get in line, go through, and go on out to the car. I'll have to go way over to aisle 8 for the flour, and then I'll have one item, and I'll just sail through, and I'll be right out.
Famous last word.
I promise. I'm just going to get flour. Now, go and get in the quick
check. Remember, I'm due at Carl's at 7:30.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
What?
I'm sorry, but you're in the wrong line, I believe. This is the quick checkout counter. I'm sorry, but frankly, I'm in a hurry.
I beg your pardon?
You are in the wrong line.
Oh, no.
Yes, this is the fast service counter.
Yes, I know that. That's why I'm here.
Only 8 items.
What?
You are only allowed 8 items. If you have more than 8 items, you're supposed to go to one of the regular checkout counters.
I don't have more than 8 items.
Well, you certainly do. Just look at your shopping cart. 1, 2, 3.
Look,
There's a sign right up there. Only 8 items allowed.
Now, just a minute. To begin with,
I'm getting tired, really, of people like you who go shopping and then stand in line trying to get that fast service with your shopping cart all filled up.
My cart is not filled up, for Pete's sake.
Now, look, there is the sign right up there. Only 8 items.
I don't have more than 8 items. I have 4 cans of cat food, a bag of potato chips, a package of cheese, and... Look, I am sorry, but I am not accountable to you, madame.
I've a good notion to call the manager. I'm a very good customer of this supermarket. I shop here all the time, and I have spent a good deal of money here.
Well, my wife shops here all the time, too, and frankly, I think we should terminate this discussion. What I buy is hardly any concern of yours, just as what you buy is hardly any concern of...
Well, it is a concern of mine when people like you are ahead of me in the line with more than 8 items, while I, who have only 1 or 2 items, am forced to stand and wait.
I'm giving a dinner party tonight, and I just dashed into the store for some mayonnaise and a box of candles. It seems to me that
Look, you're causing a commotion. You want to get ahead of me?
No, I want you to go to a regular checkout counter where you belong.
I belong right here.
You do not belong here. You have more than 8 items.
I do not have more than 8 items.
You have 6 green peppers right there.
So? Instead of getting a plastic wrap package of green peppers, which, as a matter of fact, have more than 6 peppers, I got larger peppers individually wrapped.
Well, that's 6 items.
It is not.
Plus your 4 cans of cat food and the potato chips and the cheese makes 12 items.
Ah, come on. Now, look, this is ridiculous.
That is 12 items.
It is not 12 items!
Miss, will you please ring for the manager, miss? I demand to see the manager of this store. Thank you, miss. Now, Mr. Smart Aleck, we'll see whether or not you're in the right line. You people who try to sneak through with more than the allowed 8 items. Well, there's the sign right up there. You can read it. If you can read 8 lines.
Benny, get Mr. Lavadia, quick!
Well, at last we're going to get some attention.
I think we've gotten quite a bit of attention.
Look, I'll appeal to this gentleman behind me. Sir, how many items would you say this man has in his cart? Now, you're a customer who also wants quick service.
I think I'd just as soon stay out of it.
Thank you, pal.
Oh, manager, this man has 12 items in his cart, and he's standing in the quick checkout counter.
Bob, what in heaven's name is the matter?
I do not have 12 items, and I am not moving from this lot!
Manager!
Manager!
I know we share everything, hon, but next time, could you keep your cold to yourself?
This was your cold day. You sneezed first.
You were sniffling before that. Think of the money we spend on nasal sprays.
That's why I bought 4-Way nasal spray today. It can cost a lot less than the leading brand, a lot less.
Yeah?
And you can't buy faster decongestant relief than 4-Way. Here, just follow the directions.
Hey, that's a blast.
I know. I bought 4-Way for me, too. And think how much we can save on 4-Way with all the colds you get.
You mean all the colds you give me?
If you take Tylenol instead of aspirin for headache, now you can get the exact same relief with Daytril and get a $1 refund besides. Buy Daytril in the 100 or 250 tablet size, and Bristol-Myers will refund you $1. Send name, address, and Daytril carton to Daytril, Box 836, Farmingdale, New York, 11735, and get a $1 back. Offer good on 1 bottle only. Expires April 30th, 1976. So try Daytril now and get a $1 back.
Please, I'm sure we can get this settled quickly and quietly if we all remain calm.
I am perfectly calm. The whole thing is ridiculous. This woman here has accused me of having more than 8 items, which I do not.
Well, perhaps if we all stepped over there into my office.
No, I'm not stepping over there into your office.
And neither am I. I'm in a terrible rush. I'm entertaining tonight.
Well, if you're in such a rush, why did you start all this? We could have been checked out and said everybody in back of us has already gone through. Will you please let go of my car?
I want this settled once and for all. It is now the principle of the thing.
I don't have more than 8 items.
This man has 6 green peppers, which I consider 6 items.
Why did you get green peppers, Bob? I just said get cat.
I'm fed up with this nonsense. Now, I want to get checked out. Will you please let go of my car?
Not until the manager agrees that you have 12 items. Otherwise, I do not intend to shop in this supermarket again.
If he says these are 12 items, I won't shop here again.
This is absurd. My husband and I will go to a regular checkout counter. Come on, what is the matter with you? You were in such a hurry.
I am not going to a regular checkout counter.
No, please.
Bob, will you eat your dinner? Stop ranting and raving.
That woman was a nut.
Well, it didn't help to call her that. You should have had more dignity.
She kicked me.
Well, you should not have kicked her back.
I didn't kick her. I kicked her shopping cart. Her leg was in the way.
The whole thing was unbelievable. If I hadn't been there, I really wouldn't have believed it. Really, it's so childish.
Well, you heard her. She started it. I didn't.
Yeah.
Will you pass the butter, please?
You should have ignored her completely. Just gone through the line and gotten checked out. Just ignored her.
She was holding on to my shopping cart. She insisted on getting the manager. I tried to grab the cart away from her, and she'd grab it back. She was like a wild woman.
All right, just calm down now. Frankly, she had a point.
Huh?
I get pretty mad, too, when I get in the quick service line, and there's a purse ahead of me with what is obviously more than 8 items, especially if I only have 1 or 2, and I'm in a hurry.
I didn't have more than 8 items. 6 green peppers that are individually wrapped are certainly the same as a large plastic sack with 12 small green peppers.
Well, you have a point, I think.
You don't agree with me?
Well, I don't know, dear. I never thought about it. It was just all so silly. Now, where are you going? You've already touched your dinner.
I can't eat. I'm so mad. Whoever said it was right. Every single person is capable of murder. I tell you, that woman...
Wouldn't want to spend the rest of your life in jail just because of 6 green peppers, would you?
You know something? Basically, you agree with that woman. You do!
Well, it is irritating, as I said, to get in the quick service line and have...
I'll see you later. I'm going to Carl's. You women are amazing.
Before you go, I'd like to know one thing. I only asked you to get cat food. Now, what were you doing with green peppers?
I got large green peppers because Carl said he wanted to stuff them with pickled herring. He'd heard about it and wanted to try it.
Stuff green peppers with pickled herring? What kind of recipe is that? Carl can't even cook. Boy, I tell you, you men are amazing, too. Oh, come here. Before you go, do I get a kiss?
Wow. Yeah.
I love you.
I don't know why. I really made an idiot of myself tonight.
Oh, nonsense. The other customers in the market just loved it.
Oh, sure.
Now, go to Carl's, have a good time playing billiards, and bring me back one of those peppers stuffed with pickled herring. There has to be something good to come out of all this, honey. Maybe that's it.
Okay, darling. Oh, boy, what a to-do about nothing.
Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by the O'Cedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Hi, I've only got a minute. My job here at home requires my full attention. I just wanted to say a few words about hair coloring. My little girl has beautiful chestnut hair, like I used to. And it made me very conscious every time I brushed her hair of the gray that had been sneaking into mine the last year or so. I'd thought about hair coloring, but using peroxide or changing my natural color turned me off. Then one day I heard about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. How it had no peroxide and came in 15 shades, one just like my own. I said, okay, I'll try it. Sure enough, Loving Care covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it made my hair softer and shinier, too. And some days, it's just such a comfort to peek in the mirror and see a woman who looks pretty terrific, considering her immediate surroundings.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
You really must go. It's 6:30.
You're kicking me out?
If I have to, darling.
The darling makes it almost all right.
I just don't want to see you get into trouble.
And you don't believe I don't care?
I believe you, but... darling, it's awfully foolish. You don't want Ginger to...
Look, will you leave that to me? I'm going to tell her tonight.
Oh, Marsh, you mustn't. It's too soon.
Don't you want to marry me?
Marsh, Please.
Do you see us going on like this? Making love in the afternoon and then my leaving you alone to go home to Ginger?
And Betsy?
I'll be able to explain to Betsy.
Oh, please just wait.
I've already waited for what seems like years.
Haven't you thought of what problems this will create for you at the hospital? And with Jason?
I can face that. We can face that.
Oh, I'm not so sure. And even if we could, I cannot have this affect Emily.
Darling, we have to think of ourselves.
I know, but we're both involved with other people. And we can't ignore that.
Miss Hirons, please. Yes, I know she's rehearsing now, but this is important. I just can't let Betsy get away with this. If I do, she'll think... Oh, Miss Hirons? This is Mrs. Foster. Yes, Betsy's mother. Has Betsy told you that she doesn't want to be in the play? I see. Well, I think it's best for all concerned, Miss Hirons. Yes, I know. Well, yes. I'm sorry, Dr. Foster isn't home now. And I'd like you to... Ah, you will tell her. Thank you, and goodbye. Oh, I wish Marsh were home.
I'm sorry I'm late, Ginger. I lost track of time.
Where were you, dear?
In a consultation.
Well, dinner is almost ready.
Where's Betsy?
Right now, she's at the play rehearsal.
Oh, I see.
I just talked to Miss Hirons.
The drama coach? Betsy's all right.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I have tried all day to get Betsy to give up the lead in that play.
You what?
Marsh, she really has no right to that part. Janie Sexton was up for it, and she would have gotten it except for Betsy.
We had that out, Ginger. Betsy won it, fair and square.
I had lunch with Pat Sexton today.
So?
She's worried about Janie.
Well, I don't care about...
Pat says that she's very, very upset about not getting the part.
Which one is upset?
Janie, of course.
Betsy said that Janie didn't want it. It's her mother who's doing the shoving.
What does Betsy know?
Oh, Ginger, both you and Pat Sexton are meddling. And you've got to stop.
If Pat tells Don...
I don't care if Don does know. And I don't think he'd care either.
I don't understand why there's all this fuss about a lead in a school play.
You're the one who's making the fuss. Now, what did you say to Miss Hirons?
I told her Betsy was not going to play that part.
Ginger, I have had enough of this. I'm going over to the school and straighten things out. Betsy is going to be in that play. And you keep your hands off.
Can I please have a ticket to Burtonsville?
Burtonsville?
That's in West Virginia. And when does next bus leave?
Well, that's on the Wheeling Run. That leaves in 15 minutes from Rabtree. That'll be $14.56 a year.
Can I get on the bus now?
Yeah, it's loaded.
Thank you.
Hey, here's your change.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Kids, they don't know where they're at.
Ginger, is Betsy here?
No. Didn't you see her at the school?
No, I didn't. When I got there, she'd already left.
She didn't come home.
Well, that's not too surprising.
What do you mean?
Miss Hirons gave her your message, and she burst into tears and ran out.
Oh, dear.
Well, what did you think would happen?
I hoped Miss Hirons would have handled it better than that.
Good God, Ginger, don't you have any sense of other people's feelings?
I'm only trying to do what's right for everyone.
Well, God help us if you ever really tried to hurt anybody.
Oh, Marsh, what a terrible thing to say.
Ginger, didn't you realize how much this meant to Betsy? How she'd be humiliated in front of the whole cast?
Well, they didn't have to know. If Miss Hirons hadn't...
What, you think Betsy could have left quietly and she wouldn't have been missed?
Marsh, if you'd been home...
Yes, I would have stopped you.
I didn't mean that.
Where would she go?
Hello?
Aunt Cora.
Betsy! It is Betsy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, what's the matter, dear?
I ran away from home.
Oh, Betsy, where are you?
I don't know. Some bus stop in Indiana.
Indiana?
Is it all right if I got a ticket to Burtonsville?
Oh, of course it is, honey. You just come right ahead, and I'll meet you at the station.
And Cora, I'm so unhappy.
Well, honey, we'll fix that. Now, don't you worry.
Last call for the Wheeling bus. Last call.
You just get back on the bus now, honey, and listen. Don't talk to strangers.
All right, I won't. I get in at 8 o'clock in the morning.
All right, dear. We'll be there. Now, you'll be all right, Betsy.
I'm fine now. Thanks, Aunt Cora. Goodbye.
Goodbye, honey. Safe trip.
Ginger, how in the world could you expect Betsy to give up the lead? Don't you realize how important something like that is at her age?
Because I'm looking ahead for her, that's why. I want her to make friends with the people who will count in this world.
The Sextons.
Yes. Yes, it's people like the Sextons who make the difference.
Why do you have such a low opinion of Betsy?
What do you mean, Marsh? I love Betsy.
Then for God's sake, why don't you believe in her?
I do, and I want the best for her.
And a bribed friendship with Janie Sexton is your idea of the best?
If you only knew, Marsh, how hard it is for a girl to be something, someone.
Betsy is someone. Well, I hope that's Betsy.
She's probably calling from the Carters.
Hello?
Hello, Marsh?
Cora?
Yes, how are you?
I wish Cora were here now.
Fine, Cora. How are you? Do you want to talk to Ginger?
Well, sure, but wait just a minute, Marsh. Do you know where Betsy is?
Well, we're expecting her any minute.
She just called me.
She did?
What is it?
Betsy called Cora.
Marsh?
What?
Marsh, she's run away.
What?
She called me from a bus stop in Indiana.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Now, if it's all right, Marsh...
What?
She's on her way to Burtonsville.
Marsh, please. Here, let me help.
Cora, hold on for a moment. Here, Betsy's on her way to see Cora.
Cora? Is that true, Cora?
She'll get in tomorrow morning sometime, and I'll be at the station to meet her, so don't worry.
Oh, Cora, I don't know what to do. I wish you were here. It's just been impossible. I've tried so hard to do the right thing, and... All right.
We can't go
you
on living like this.
You call me when she gets there.
It's sheer hell.
Thanks, Cora.
For both of us.
Goodbye. Well, thank goodness. We know where she is. Maybe things will work out all right after all.
Brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.